No, the hogs were. They call them mountain oysters.
Oh, that's hogs, huh? And these are edible too?
Yeah.
Any special term for a horse that hasn't been trained to the saddle yet?
Roan.
How about one that hasn't been trained to lead?
I don't know of any. Other than he's never been broke, or not halter broke, or.
Any special term for these small horses with big spots?
You talking about Appaloosas?
Yeah. Is this the kind the Indians like?
Yeah, they were quite.
Any special term for the small
Shetland
kind of jackass?
Jennies.
Did the people here ever have herds of saddle horses?
No, you don't have herds of saddle horses. You have herds of cattle.
Would a bunch of saddle horses be called anything special?
Well, I've never heard any that I can recall any name other than a bunch of horses.
I know out in the panhandle that I sometimes got Remuda for that. And down in the southwest, sometimes the term cabby is used. What did you put on the feet of your horses?
Shoes.
Were these ever used for anything else?
Yeah, use them for a game, pitching horseshoes.
Well, where did you put these on your horse's feet?
Right on the bottom.
And is the frog the middle part in there?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole foot?
Right on the hoof part, right on the outer rim.
If you're going to raise sheep, what animals would you get?
Ram and a ewe.
And would these around here be raised for their meat?
Meat and wool.
What do you call a male pig, a male hog?
Boar.
And if he's been castrated?
Barra.
And I mentioned pigs and hogs. Is there a difference between these two?
Pig and hog? Well, most of the time you define them by their weights. Anything, say below 75 pounds, you kind of think of it as a pig, and then a shoat. They call them shoats then. And they're between the pig and the hog that's about ready for market.
And the gilt is the stage before the sow?
That's before she becomes a mama. Like a heifer ahead of a cow.
On the boar, what would you call his big teeth?
Tusk.
And his coarse hair?
Oh, bristles.
When a calf is being weaned, what would you say, or what's the name for the sound that he makes?
Bawl and beller.
And when a cow is hungry?
Well, that's the same thing, bawl.
How would you call a cow?
Sook.
And a calf?
Same way.